I really can't talk about it, but things are pretty tight financially. I have to work, or we can't keep up with our bills. Sometimes I don't see how we'll ever get caught up. Melanie Moore grew thoughtful, then said, "If you're that strapped, maybe you and Ben ought to see about filing for bankruptcy. You're not going to be able to work while you're so sick. And if you continue the way you're going, you will ruin your health and the baby's too." "Bankruptcy," Naomi said. "I never envisioned us having to do anything like that." "My husband's an attorney," Melanie replied. "I can assure you it's no stigma to file for bankruptcy. Here's his card. At least talk it over with Ben and give my husband Joe a call if you'd like to look into it." That evening, Naomi was quiet through dinner. Ben sensed something new was on her mind, but he dreaded asking what it was. Their relationship had been so tense since Naomi told him she was pregnant that they rarely spoke to each other without getting into some kind of argument. Finally, he spoke up. "What's wrong now, Naomi? You've barely said two words since I got home." "I lost my job today," she replied matter-of-factly. "Well, I was put on leave for a month, unpaid." "Why? What happened?" "Melanie Moore said I was taking too much time off and they needed someone who was more consistent." "They can't do that. It's illegal, isn't it?" Ben's reaction was from fear as much as anger. "Well, they did it," Naomi replied. "They're willing to try to bring me back when I can work again. But Melanie is right. If I keep up this pace, it may hurt the baby." "But what are we going to do?" Ben said in despair. "We just bought your car, and we can barely make ends meet even when you work." "Melanie suggested that we file for bankruptcy protection," Naomi replied. "She said her husband is an attorney who handles bankruptcies for couples like us all the time. But I'm not sure I want that kind of thing in my record." "It's my record, too," Ben asserted. "We've got a lot of credit card debt along with the house and cars. We can't keep going like we are. Something's got to give." "My mom and dad never would have had to do anything like this," Naomi answered, handing Ben the business card her supervisor had given her. "It's embarrassing." "In a situation like ours, you do what you have to do, Naomi. It boils down to one thing, survival." Under provisions of the 2005 bankruptcy law, Ben and Naomi were required to meet for 90 minutes with a credit counselor in their judicial district. They also had to attend classes on managing money at their expense. In addition, the law required them to take a two-part means test, which evaluated their ability to repay their unsecured debt and compared their income to their state's median income. In a meeting with Melanie's husband, Joe Moore, they learned that the amount of debt they hoped to eliminate through bankruptcy would not be as great as they initially thought. "Based on the results of your means test, you don't qualify for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which eliminates the greatest level of debt," Joe said.